Dennis Prager, Breitbart News gives much truer understanding of the world than New York Times. By Robert Krajcik on July 30, 2020. Breitbart News provides a much truer understanding of the world than the New York Times. Noted Dennis Prager, sharing his assessment of this news media outlet in an interview with Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlow on Wednesday's edition of the former's eponymous radio show. "You do a great job," said Prager to Marlow. Breitbart.com is one of the most important sites in America. Prager added, "If you only read the New York Times or only read by Breitbart, you would have a much truer understanding of the world with the latter. So, keep up the good work, Alex." "One of the most powerful voices on the internet in the world is Breitbart," stated Prager, "and they have an enormous readership as they deserve. Listen. The New York Times markets itself as a politically objective and nonpartisan news media outlet." Marlow described Google's political manipulation of its search engine to hide conservative news media outlets such as Breitbart News from its users, drawing on a Tuesday published report outlining the technology giant's purging of Breitbart News from its search results. "There is a statistic called the Visibility Index," Marlow explained. "This is like the Nielsen score for search. Our visibility index is down 99.7% overall. So that means two-thirds of our traffic is gone." Marlow held, "I think this is 100% about influencing the election." He recalled how Google executives lamented the election of President Donald Trump days after 2016's presidential election. "It is about making it so that people who are not already Breitbart readers will not get Breitbart's take on the news. That's what it's all about," added Marlow. "This is for all the marbles. They're rigging the election, right now. It's so clearly political." Traffic to Breitbart News from Google's search engine, until recently, composed about 9% of this news media outlet's total traffic, shared Marlow. "Recently, traffic to Breitbart News from Google is dropping off a cliff," he added. Prager and Marlow observed how digital censorship employees working for Google, Facebook, Twitter, and other technology companies are coordinating some of their suppression of information under the guise of public health during the coronavirus outbreak. Marlow highlighted the anonymity of digital censors and nebulous rationale provided for their arbitrary decisions on what information and users to purge, suppress, and otherwise censor. Breitbart News senior editor-at-large Joel Polak described Google's suppression of Breitbart News content on its search engine as part of a broader strategy to steal the 2020 election for Joe Biden and the radical left. In an interview with Mark Levin, Polak explained how a Google search for Joe Biden led to 30,000 impressions for Breitbart News links on May 1, and then zero after May 5. Follow Robert Krajcik on Twitter.